Good afternoon. It is 12:35 p.m. and you're listening to PMC Live, our call-in show with local officials from the Petersburg Medical Center. I'm Taylor Heckert, and joining us today in Studio One here is Community Wellness and Public Relations Manager Julie Walker. Julie, hello.
Hello.
And we have Adult Day Activities Coordinator and PT Assistant Kelsey Leek. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
And we have Public Health Nurse with the Petersburg Public Health. We have Erin Michael. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
So, welcome. Thanks for being here. If you're listening and you have a question, you can call our station at 907-772-3808. Okay, let's get to our questions here. Julie, we'll start with you. You're here to talk to us about Fall Prevention Awareness Week. What is that?
Well, it's kind of just random that we ended up on the air talking about this during the actual Fall Prevention Awareness Week. I wanted to come on and talk about one of our new programs that we're doing, and it just happened to be the week of the Awareness Week for Fall. So I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about why we're doing fall prevention programs in our community. I was on a statewide coalition recently, and they talked about how many adults have falls each year. And I was really surprised to learn that it's 1 in 4 adults have a fall each year, and it's actually higher for Alaska. It's 1 in 3 Alaskans over age 45 have a fall each year. So obviously falls vary in severity. So those include, like, I just tripped and fell, to I fell and I broke my hip and then I went downhill from there and it was really major life event. So I think most older adults do have some level of fear of falling, and so that often leads them to, like, an increased isolation and decreasing their quality of life because they're afraid that they're going to fall, so they don't get out and do as many things. But it's not an inevitable part of aging. So we're putting on these free community fall prevention programs through a grant, a federal grant, so that people can be proactive and decrease their own risk of falling, because we know it's really important and we don't want to see our community members falling and having their health decline from it. So today I was hoping to talk about our new Tai Chi for Arthritis and Fall Prevention Program.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm curious to know how this helps prevent falls.
Well, if you're not familiar with Tai Chi, it started many, many years ago as an ancient Chinese martial art, but now it's mostly practiced around the world for health and wellness. So it's kind of thought of as a mind-body practice. They call it moving meditation. The class that we'll be offering is for all levels. It can even be done seated. It was created by Dr. Paul Lam. He, as a child, was severely malnourished and ended up with arthritis. And so he developed this really low-impact, gentle form of Tai Chi to really help people restore mobility and ease their pain. It's not just for people with arthritis or just those at risk for falling. It really has a lot of evidence behind it that it can help with your own mental health, decreasing pain, decreasing stress, increasing strength, all sorts of great evidence behind it. So they're actually now calling it moving medication because of all these evidence behind it that our doctors are now starting to prescribe Tai Chi to people. It's really popular throughout the whole world. There's over 50 million people practicing this particular type of Tai Chi, and we're very excited to bring it to Petersburg. The program focuses on slow, controlled, continuous movements. We talk about shifting our weight from one foot to the other, stretching and calming our mind. So if that sounds of interest to you, it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays starting next week, and it's at 10 a.m., and we'll be practicing in the Midcoff Dance Studio. And it's open to everybody. It's something that is an ongoing practice, so people can join at any time. It's not like a set curriculum. We kind of meet people where they're at with whoever's there that day and just practice together and learn and work on our health.
Nice. It sounds like there's a very low barrier for entry.
Yes, it's free. You don't have to sign up, just come and we'll, you know, have you fill out a little packet when you get there, but you don't have to sign up in advance.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds really exciting. And I also see you have bingo size on this list as well.
Yeah. Before I turn to bingo size though, I just want to also say we have an online version of Tai Chi as well. For those that may not be able to make it out into the community, we have an online class available that will start mid-October. That one's on Mondays and Thursdays at noon. But people can reach out to me about any of these classes. I can share more details.
Nice. So you should be able to meet people at any level that they're at.
Correct. Yes. Bingo Size has been ongoing, and that's up at the Parks and Rec in the activity room. That one happens on Wednesdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. And I will just say it's a really, really fun environment. We have a group of about 12 people that have been coming regularly for the past almost 2 years. And we play a little bit of bingo, and then we take a pause and we do a few exercises. They're short, you know, modifiable exercises that anybody can do at any level. And then we play really fun music during the exercises. All this music is from like the 60s and 70s, and people just love it. And then we go back to bingo, and then we go back to exercise, and they have a really good time together. It's a lot of social interaction and fun. We have fun prizes too, and that one's free. So both these programs are free, and they're put on through the medical center in partnership with Parks and Rec. And yeah, it's just a good time. So we'd like to just see our community out there being proactive and preventing falls and staying healthy.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. So if you're listening to this and you think, I'd like to prevent falls if I can, there's two opportunities for you then there, two different programs.
Yes, and you can call Community Wellness or check out our website. Our number is 772-5552. That's my number. You can give us a call. Or check out our website.
Perfect. Okay, thank you, Julie. Is there anything else on the topic of fall prevention folks should know about?
I don't think so.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. Then I'm going to move on to you then, Kelsey. I know you're here to talk to me about Cedar Social Club. Can you give us a rundown for folks who might not know what is Cedar Social Club?
So the idea behind the Cedar Social Club is that we are a caregiver relief program. So for community members with elders at home that are trying to keep them in the home as long as possible, if they just need a couple hours in the afternoon to run errands or just have some downtime, they can bring their loved one to us for a couple hours in the afternoon from 12:30 to 4. And it doesn't have to be that whole time, but typically we're open from 12:30 to 4. We provide a lunch meal, and then we have entertainment. We socialize people, and we have mental stimulation, and sometimes we do exercises. We've got balloon volleyball. We've got beanbag toss. So we have a lot of different exercises and activities that we do during that time to help keep them mentally stimulated and just socialized in general. Sometimes we bake, sometimes we cook, sometimes we do crafts, we play cards, we watch movies, we listen to music, we turn music on when we're doing exercise. It's a generally fun time. So that's the Cedar Social Club.
Nice. It sounds like it's a win-win for everyone then.
It sure is. And sometimes we have animal guests who come in and entertain us too.
Nice. Are there any events coming up at the Cedar Social Club folks should know about?
I don't have anything in particular on the horizon outside of maybe a Halloween party for Friday the 31st. But yeah, we'll be doing snacks and games and all sorts of fun things.
Exciting. This is cool. This is my first time hearing about it, so I'm very excited about this. I also see on my list home health services as a part of your discussion with me.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So, home health services include care and therapy for post-op or post-hospitalizations, education about disease processes, medication management, skilled nursing care, wound care. They can also do in-home blood draws, and they can qualify for rehab services like physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and possibly personal care, doing baths or meals and just personal hygiene stuff. And the Home Health Services is a state-licensed Medicare-certified agency that that carries out skilled care per a doctor, and we have qualified staff for all of that.
Yeah, and Home Health does a lot of important stuff in the community.
Yes, yes they do.
And if someone is interested in the services that Home Health does, how can they learn more?
I have a phone number for the home health desk. That is 907-772-5716.
Perfect. Are there any other updates when it comes to the Cedar Social Club or what home health is up to that folks in the community should know about?
Home health will soon be moving back to the original PMC campus and making room in the PIA building for expanding the Cedar Social Club so we can offer our services to more people.
Cool. So new spaces, more, hopefully more services in the future. Have they already moved or are they in the process of moving?
It's on the horizon.
On the horizon. Okay. And do you have an idea of when that will be, or is it a little murky?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, that's super good for folks to know. Anything else that I'm missing?
I have an application for people who would like to do the Cedar Social Club. It's an application process, and we do not want finances to be a barrier, and we have scholarships and grants in place for people who are not on Medicare or have the VA. So.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Kelsey.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on now to Erin. Hi, Erin.
Hello.
So public health has moved to the work building.
Yes, it's been, it was a big process to move the entire public health center up to the new building. And we're still in the process. We're not completely finished, but we're seeing clients. We've been seeing clients there since mid-August. But just if people could be patient with us, as we don't have everything in there that we will eventually have. But we are between 8th and 12th Street in the new hospital work building. And when you park in the parking lot, you just go in the main doors. And immediately to the left is a staircase or an elevator. You can choose which adventure you want and go either way. But once you go up the stairs or the elevator, you have to take a left. There's no choice. And we're the second door on the left. And there's a little yellow sign on the door that says Petersburg Public Health. So you know you found the place if you see that sign.
Nice. I have to ask, what's it like being in the fancy new building?
It's still got the new car smell. Yeah, everybody that walks in is like, it smells so new in here. It's very nice. It's warm when it needs to be warm and cool when it needs to be cool. And it's got great lighting and more space, which is really exciting because we were quite challenged space-wise where we were at. And so it's very nice to have all the space we need and the technology we need. And yeah, we're loving it. We're really enjoying it.
Exciting. And looking at some of the things coming up in public health, it is vaccine season.
Yep, it's definitely respiratory illness season. So we are just trying to remind everybody it's time to get your flu shot. COVID vaccine, there's a limited amount at the medical center of private stock. But we're still waiting, just like they are, for the state supply, which means the bulk of the vaccine that we get for our community. That is not available yet. Hopefully that will be coming in the next couple weeks. It's kind of waiting on the national level for some people to sign some stuff, and then it goes to the states, and then we can order the state-supplied vaccine. And then RSV, that's another respiratory one that people that are 50 or older are now eligible for if you're at high risk. And then everybody 60 and older without being at high risk can get that one. And then pregnant moms in a certain stage of their pregnancy or newborn babies can get that one as well. That's typically done at the medical center because people are getting their prenatal care through the medical center. So those are three respiratory illnesses that I highly encourage people to, once the vaccines are available, go ahead and get. And the flu you can get right now, and COVID at a very limited amount right now you can get, and then the RSV if you meet those qualifications.
Okay, yeah, so flu is here now. COVID limited, RSV is here. Are the COVID vaccines, I mean, I know there's a lot of uncertainty about who can get a COVID vaccine right now. Is that being limited to older folks?
It looks like, we don't know officially because they haven't signed anything yet, but it's looking like it's probably going to be 65 and older, no issues getting that. And then under that age range, most likely going to be if you're at high risk. And you'll have to talk to your doctor or the vaccine provider to see if you qualify or not, if you're under the 65. But now that's going off of what I'm hearing. You know, we won't know until we officially can order and see what the orders are going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I'm asking you off the top of your head, can you give us an idea of some of what could qualify someone as high risk?
So things like if you have immune system problems, if you're maybe doing treatment that might cause you to be at greater risk, so as far as maybe you have diabetes or pregnancy would be considered a high risk. Those are things that I'm hearing that would most likely make people at high risk. Maybe asthma, anything that, any kind of lung disease that could put your system at a little bit more of a challenge, those kind of things would be at high risk. Possibly overweight or obesity could put somebody at high risk. So we'll just have to wait and see how it all shakes out, but that's kind of the rumblings I'm hearing of what they think it will be.
Okay. And I also see on my list here, what are well child visits?
So Public Health Center does well child visits for up to the age of 7, and that includes a physical exam, it includes developmental screenings, it includes, if they're old enough, a vision and a hearing screening with specialized equipment. So we want people to know that that is available from basically birth all the way up to 7 years of age. Once you're over 7 years of age, you need to see a medical provider at the medical center. And you can also get it at those younger ages at the medical center as well. Their well childs are probably a little bit different than ours. But I'd highly encourage anybody with a child 18 or under to speak with either the medical center or us to see if their child needs that exam. And most kiddos should be getting a checkup at least once a year.
Okay, awesome. Anything else that we need to talk about here and that I missed?
Well, we did have a really successful flu vaccine in conjunction with the medical center and UAA nursing students last week, and gave almost 150 flu shots in a very short time frame. So we were really excited that people came in, got to check out a little bit of the work building and get their flu shots. So we're very grateful for the community members that came in, and we're grateful for the medical center and for UAA for helping out and helping promote it. And that doesn't mean people can't still get a flu shot after that. That was just a big community event to try to get a large chunk of our population that was interested in it get that vaccine. And I think that's about it. I don't have anything else on my list. Do you guys have anything you want to add?
Oh, I would just add that I've heard some community members asking about our transition up to the work building in general. Erin kind of said, you know, things are still kind of, we're still coming along. We're up there. Many of our staff are working up there and our departments are moving in. But just to be patient with us, that it's still a work in progress. And we do plan to have an open house for the public, just not quite yet. Like today, for example, they have our conference room torn apart, putting up TV monitors and things for having online meetings and things. So it's not really in shape for community members to be visiting. So we're just kind of waiting until we get all the pieces in place for the different services that are offered in that building before we, you know, do an open house. But like she said, public health is open, is seeing patients there, and many of our PMC staff that are working in that building are already there. So we are open, but still in transition. So if you do come to the building and you notice, like, there's no signage yet, well, we're still moving. So, yeah.
Okay, and we'll keep an eye out for when the official open house is sometime in the future.
Yes.
Okay, well, we covered so much ground here today. Thank you all. Thank you, Julie Walker, Kelsey League, and Erin Michael for joining me at today's PMC Live.